Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to our podcast, Get to Know Grace. I'm Pastor Rachel, and today I am joined by our brand new staff member, Colin, who's up in the sound booth every single Sunday and running around all week long. I'm so excited to get to chat about God's presence in your life, Colin. Welcome to the show.
Oh, me too. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Let's start off with a word of prayer, and we'll just jump right into it. No need to waste time hanging out. We're just going to start chatting. So let's pray. Good and gracious God, thank you so much for this time together to be community in this way, to be in this space and in this time together. For all of us listening who are witnessing your presence in Colin's life, help us to be open to all that Colin has to bring today. Help us to be open to receiving your word through Colin's experiences, through Colin's life, open to your presence in Colin's good life. Help us all to be your people in your broken world, your people in your hurting world, your people in your desperate world. Help us to be people of story, of relationship, of grace. All this and so much more, we pray in your holy name, trusting in you and trusting in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, like I said, Colin, thanks for being on the show today. Thanks for trying out some new mics today. So it's exciting to be able to do different kind of tech ministry here at Grace, which is in part your new role.
Yeah. New job.
Yes. So for those of you who haven't met Colin yet, what is your official title?
I am a media tech.
Media tech. Okay, so Colin is up in the media booth every Sunday running it. You and Brandon, your brother, and hopefully even more people soon.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah, totally. So we'll just do a real quick plug before we get to anything. If you are at all interested in technology, anything sound or tech related for a Sunday morning and beyond, contact Colin because we would love to have you. It'd be so much fun to work together. I think with that, we'll jump into some questions. So,
alrighty.
Colin, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you want the good people of Grace Lutheran to know about you?
Right. Well, as you said, I am the media tech here at Grace.
Yeah.
Which means I am essentially responsible for keeping certain parts of the service running smoothly.
Totally. Totally.
You know, I'm very artistically inclined. I do a lot of physical art in my spare time, like drawing, other visual media.
Nice.
I'm part of the youth band as well. So that's a recent thing, actually. I've recently become involved in a lot more things.
Yes, which is awesome.
It's so cool. It's great.
Do you have a favorite thing to draw?
I like people.
Ooh, yeah. I love that. I feel like often people, this is going to sound like a weird sentence, but sometimes people are afraid of drawing people just because it can be so hard and challenging.
They're complicated.
Yeah.
Human beings are very dynamic, you know, physically and like mentally, emotionally.
Totally.
And it's tough to capture, which is part of why it fascinates me.
Yeah.
It's the challenge of making, like, capturing the likeness.
Yeah.
Of something so complicated. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That you're trying to capture this whole being in a 2D way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be, and I can see why that would be either, like, too overwhelming to even try or super cool and exciting because it's such a mystery. You're never going to, like, totally figure it out. You just kind of, like, keep diving and learning and being challenged, which is super cool. Very cool. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what first brought you to Grace Lutheran Church, or, and, both, neither, you pick. What keeps you coming back?
So I first came to Grace Lutheran Church because my family was, we had just moved into this area and we were looking for a new church, and my dad, who is he's a recovering Catholic,
yep.
as his words.
Right, of course.
he enjoyed and was frankly quite interested in the guilt-free like experience for Lutheranism.
Yeah.
That, you know, that God is like for us.
Yeah.
And that through God we can come to deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang, you just described like everything I learned in seminary. That was beautiful. Yeah, totally. So your folks, how do you know how they found grace, or do you just, you've always been here?
I don't remember the process.
That's all good. That's all good. Before your time, right?
I think I was three.
Okay, so fair. Fair.
I was totally present, fair. But not, you know, present.
Exactly. Those brain cells, even if they were able to remember, have moved on to different things. Mm. Yeah, totally. They moved on to drawing people, which is great. And all that you need to know for media tech and so much more.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, then what keeps you coming back to Grace?
Oh, I met some of my best friends here.
Yeah.
So, my good friend Andrew, as well as my girlfriend, actually, I met here.
Yeah.
So, they've helped me through a lot of rough times, given me a lot to look forward to. And so, I keep coming back because of them. I got a job here partially because I wanted to be present in the church more.
That's beautiful.
to see this church's mission fulfilled.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I love that. To find a way to be even more involved and to just kind of like jump in with both feet.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, speaking of grace and guilt-free and all that God sends our way, tell us about a time, because the podcast, some people who have been listening will have known this, but not everyone, that the podcast, because it's called Getting to Know Grace, it's called that in part because we're not only getting to know Grace Lutheran Church, but we're also getting to know God's grace through the stories that we share. So tell us a story, a moment, a time, a memory of yours in which God's grace made a big impact or a big difference in your life.
So, I think when I met my now girlfriend, Amber, I felt God's presence in my life a lot.
Yeah.
I think we were both in a difficult place, and just having someone else to talk to was very helpful.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, that's like, I feel God's presence in that.
Yeah.
Like, in that person that you can talk to. You know, Amber's my lighthouse, so.
Mm, yeah. Those relationships are so important. And you're right, to have someone who can be the physical presence of God in ways that sometimes we miss with the Spirit. Like, to have someone who's actually there.
Mm-hmm.
Non-judging, supportive, encouraging, shining that light like the lighthouse, like being your compass, all of that. Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, well, I'm just so glad you guys found each other. That's even better.
Me too.
Good call. Good catch. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for joining in and being a part of not only this podcast, but also our staff and our community in this new way. Obviously, you've been here much longer than you've been here on staff, but this is a new chapter, and I'm so excited to be working with you and to be doing all sorts of cool stuff together.
I'm so happy to be here.
Good, good. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to this most recent episode of Get to Know Grace. Join us next week. We'll have another amazing Get to Know Grace guest, and we'll just keep learning and growing and changing together. Hope that the rest of your hour, the rest of your day, the rest of your week, the rest of your month, the rest of all of time is blessed. Thank you for sharing this time together. I hope that it has helped you learn a little bit more about who we are as a community and also a little bit more about Colin and Colin's walk with Christ. Can't wait to hear what we have next week. We'll see y'all then. Take care, everybody.